W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Russia, Saudi Arabia, and other oil-producing countries want more money for their crude. They, part of an OPEC oil cartel group, held an online meeting today, agreeing to extend production cuts to try to raise prices. More production from the U.S. has helped keep prices down. Police looking for several shooters who opened fire at a street party in Akron, Ohio, the cops were called to break up overnight. 25 people shot, one died. Akron Police Chief Brian Harding.
No arrests have been made yet, and we have no suspect information to provide. We are imploring the community to come forward with anything that you might know regarding this terrible incident.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office and hardline Israeli officials opposing President Biden's announcement of a six-week ceasefire proposal in Gaza, during which there would be negotiations to free hostages. It's an Israeli proposal, says White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
This was an Israeli proposal.
This is ABC News. Muscle alert, spelled M-U-S-S-E-L. ABC's Brian Clark.
Washington and Oregon have halted most shellfish harvesting along their Pacific coastline because of an outbreak of shellfish poisoning. Oregon health officials say there's been an unprecedented outbreak in the state, at least 20 cases reported. They've stopped all mussel harvesting, along with clam and oyster harvesting in certain areas. Washington has stopped all shellfish harvesting.
More than 60 U.S. World War II veterans have arrived in Paris to take part in ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944, Allied invasion of German-occupied France. A big welcoming ceremony with U.S. Ambassador to France, Denise Bauer.
As we reflect on the significance of this momentous anniversary, we are reminded of the enduring importance of unity and solidarity in the face of adversity.
The American D-Day veterans are between 96 and 107 years old. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the U.S. dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times. Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, Wisconsin. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. It is time for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Jimmy, it's time for Live in the Lair. Brian Bethke is an American singer-songwriter from Osseo, Wisconsin. That's just southeast of Eau Claire. And he's released 8 albums with the help of Promotion Music and Broken Wrist Records. Brian has appeared on WPR's Spectrum West, Big River Radio Waves, and scored a quirky theme music for PBS's wildly popular television show, Around the Farm Table.
Oh, nice.
And in a film featuring Dwight Yoakam and Kris Kristofferson. We're going to learn all that and more with Brian Bethke in the Lair tonight. Brian, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Thank you for having me.
We are thrilled to have you here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
We have the oddest way that we've all connected. And so I guess let's start with that.
Okay.
Tell us the story about how you actually found Max Inc. Radio.
Okay, so it was a cold, I think, January night, maybe. January, February.
Yeah, old January night.
Yep, I remember. It was an old January night. And El Donk was on the radio that night. And first, I just inherited this radio from my cousin who passed away. He had Down syndrome. He was one of the smartest guys I knew. He knew everything about music. And so it was kind of bittersweet when I started turning the dial. First time I plugged it in, turning the dial, and I heard a station that sounded like nothing that you hear on the radio, and that was Max Inc. Radio.
How about that?
You guys were playing that night, and the dial was broken on the radio. So
now
I'm
you're
like,
stuck with us.
I'm like, yeah, I was stuck with you. Well, I didn't want to turn it either, because I'm like, I don't want to ever lose this station. But I had to listen for an hour before I figured out who you guys were. And I found you, and that's when I reached out, and I think I sent you an email.
Yes.
Yep. And said, hey, I'm listening on this old radio, it's broken, where am I listening to you at?
How did you feel when you realized this is like local Wisconsin music? I know you said it's like you haven't heard something like this before.
Yeah, it made me excited because, you know, I'm 44. I grew up in the age of like college radio. We used to have a college radio station that was, when NPR would go dark at 5 p.m., they'd turn it over to the college kids. But that's where I found the most music that I grew up with and loved. And it reminded me a lot of that because you were playing actual Wisconsin artists. You know, I've been on the radio a million times in my local area. They'll let me come on and talk, but they won't play my songs.
Ooh.
So,
well, now, I'm glad we can take care of that tonight.
You guys had done that a lot. Yeah.
And we finally, we kind of figured out after talking to him where he was at, that he was listening to 93.5, The Tap, up in Eau Claire on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yes.
So that was such a great story. I remember just thinking, like, wow, that is just crazy.
And now, I
love the part about the broken tuner.
You know, you're going,
because that's, you know, I mean, a lot of times you might be driving, right?
Yeah.
And in the old days when you actually had to turn the tuner and you'd be kind of like listening between the static, like for what
something.
Station, you know, you know, find something good.
Yep.
And it just reminded me of that, like how you turn it on, because for me, Max Inc. Radio, it's you're always hearing new music because, you know, who knows all of the local bands that exist, right?
Oh my gosh, it's incredible. Yeah. We are so happy you're here tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad to be
here. It's a great story,
too.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about radio when you were young. I mean, what cemented your love for listening? You kind of told us a little.
Yeah, it's that's like you're talking. It's taking that dial and just splint and listening for the staticky stations in between. Mm-hmm. I would build antennas in my room when I was a kid to try to pick up things from the cities or Madison.
That's awesome.
Because every station around me was like a top 40 or a country station. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I remember even being a little kid, my earliest memory was I had this alarm clock radio that I would sit in my room and just keep put my ear up to it when my parents were sleeping. I'd keep it down really low so I could just listen to the music. And I always knew it was like, I want to be on that one day. And you guys made it come true today.
It's like you're telling my story, man. although I didn't have any antennas in my backyard or anything like that. But I remember trying to pick up one of the Milwaukee stations because we didn't have a hard rock station. And they had the hard rock station in Milwaukee. And if the weather conditions were just right, you could pull it in your mandatory Metallica or something like that.
That is exactly what I was doing. So there was 93.7 out of the Twin Cities, which it was the same thing. Late at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, you could pick, because this was, I was a Nirvana guy, you know, heavy metal, Metallica, stuff like that. And it was like, they would play all that stuff.
Slayer.
Slayer.
Oh.
Yep. Are you my long lost brother?
I think so.
Yeah, I think we found something else for you here.
Yeah.
Yes, your brother.
I'm never leaving here.
Wow. Okay, we know you have had quite the lengthy career in music, which is amazing. But let's go back to the beginning. How did you actually start playing music? What's your backstory with the music?
So my backstory, my mom, she always played piano, sang. She was really involved with her church. And one time when I was, because I always wanted to play, but I didn't know where it fit.
Mm.
One time she just came home and she said, I signed you up for a solo at church.
Oh.
For one thing, I didn't like going to church.
Oh, no.
And then number two, she wanted me to sing. I'm like, oh no. So.
And a solo.
Yeah. So
pressure's on.
I did it, you know, and when I got done with that solo, all the girls loved me.
Ah!
And I was like, hey, this this is kind of nice, you know.
Oh, no.
So it changed my perspective. You know, it was like, I was an awkward kid. I high functioning Asperger's, and so it was like I had a hard time making friends. So that made me my friends, and that was kind of the beginning of it. Like, I liked the feeling of being on stage and meeting people and talking with people like that. And so
that's cool.
Wow.
Now, are they musical? Your mom or
yeah, my mom was. She played piano. She played by ear.
Oh,
and
wow.
You always knew when she was mad because you'd come in and you'd just hear that piano.
Wow.
The German death march.
Yep. So that's when you're like, okay, just gonna hide off in the room. And it was usually she was mad because something I did. But
yeah. Oh wow.
But she never performed in bands or anything. Okay. My sister was really musical. I was the one that they kind of saw the talent, the natural talent to sing and just plunking around on the piano by myself, that finally I convinced them to buy me a guitar when I was like 12 or 13. So out of the JCPenney catalog.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, old Harmony. Terrible guitar.
Do you still have it? Or
no, I smashed it.
Oh, wow.
After what song? What was the last song played on that?
That would have been Territorial Pissings by Nirvana back in 1995.
So. Oh, my. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Brian Bethke, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song, don't go anywhere. The first song you have for us tonight is called Sunshine.
Yeah.
It's brand new. Tell us about the song before you play.
So this song, it's kind of got a funny backstory. I was just plunking around in the studio with this bass line and this guitar part, and I'm like, this sounds really poppy. And, you know, you hear all these AI versions of songs. Mm-hmm. So I got in my head, I'm like, what would it be like if Justin Bieber and Billie Eilish wrote a song together?
Oh, geez.
So, I mean, I was doing this just kind of out of fun, not to release it or anything. And I did a version of it with an AI. I used my vocals, but I turned it into an AI version of Justin Bieber and Billie Eilish doing this, you know, song where they're singing back and forth. Like, he's singing about this guy, you know, that's hurting her and how you just, you know, he's never going to change. And it was just kind of like to show my kids, be like, haha, look at this. And I released it and people are like, wow, this is a really good song. We want to hear it with your voice. And so I decided I made a video. I did his only song ever I've used auto-tune, more as an instrument, not as a correction. And it's a pop song. I mean, it's kind of a cheesy pop song, but, you know, that's what I'm doing with music nowadays, is just every song I record, I'm just doing it to have fun.
Awesome.
And, you know, see what comes out of it. So.
Okay. Well, go have some fun. Yeah. Play for us.
All right. That's a great story. You're listening to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. If you want to call and ask Brian some questions, you can do that. Call or text 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. It's Brian Bethke live in the lair.
Why can you just tell the truth? These words making sense to you. Can't you see what it's done to you? Broken hearts lead to broken bones. You leave well enough alone. Face the mirror before you lose control. But he said he'd be your sunshine, married in the moonlight, going for a long ride, only making you cry. Baby, you'll be alright, long as he's the right guy. Only be there one time, walking on that thin line. And I don't wanna hear he's changing. It's the wrong place, wrong time, wrong life. Cause you're face to face to face with real. Don't waste away, tell the truth. These words getting through to you. Can't you see what it's done to you? Broken hearts heal like broken bones. You leave well enough alone. Face the mirror before you lose your soul. But he said he'd be your sunshine, married in the moonlight, going for a long ride, only making you cry. Baby, you'll be alright, long as he's the right guy. Only be that one time, walking on that thin line. And I don't wanna heal his changing. And I don't wanna heal the excuses he's made. It's the wrong place, wrong time, wrong life. Cause you're face to face to face with real. But he said he'd be your sunshine, buried in the moonlight, going for a long ride, only making you cry. Baby, you'll be alright, long as he's the right guy. Only be that one time, walking on that thin line. And I don't wanna heal, he's changing. And I don't wanna heal the excuses he's made. It's the wrong place, wrong time, wrong life. Cause we're face to face to face with him. My buddy said he'd be your sunshine.
Oh,
very nice. Brian Bethke live in the lair here on MaxSync on Civic Media, 844-967-2789. We would love to hear from you, Terry.
I just got a text from someone.
Okay.
A personal text.
Ooh. Personal.
Of which this person is saying to me, this guy's a great interview. And then that was when you then went to play and I got hit back up and said, oh, and he's a good singer.
Wow.
So that's fun.
Two compliments in one night.
I know.
My life is complete.
In like a few minutes span, too. So we'll keep our eyeballs on the texts and such.
Oh, Terry, what's your phone number so people can...
No. Text us on the Civic Media app, please. Nice try, Jimmy K. All right. So, Brian, you have been battling this, can I call it a disease for a long time?
Yeah, it's an autoimmune disease.
Can you say it? Because I had to look it up to actually know what it is.
Yeah, it's taking me a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but I make up half the facts that I say.
Okay.
It's ankylosing spondylitis.
Wow.
So it's autoimmune spinal disease. So it mainly attacks the soft tissue in your spine.
I'm sorry.
So it's like slowly, I've got an overactive immune system, like my body's almost allergic to itself. So it slowly, it eats away the soft tissue, and then your spine starts to fuse together as that goes. And it's pretty painful. I'm late stage disease. I've had it since, because you're born with it.
Right.
They just never could figure it out. They told me everything from, well, maybe it's chronic Lyme disease, maybe it's fibromyalgia, maybe it's MS, because it jumps around. Like,
wow.
It affects my lungs sometimes, my heart sometimes. Uh-huh. I've had it in my kidneys. You know, it's just weird stuff. And
this is not something that's common with a lot of people?
No, it's like 0.11% of the population has it. So there's not much they know about it.
Yeah. And you as a musician, I mean, now I know this has limited your live performances. So we are so lucky to have you here performing live. Thank you. But what does this do on a daily basis? Are you able to function?
I'm starting to.
Okay.
For the last 4 years, it's pretty much, I've been out for the count because I get up in the morning, it's a lot of headaches, just terrible pain in my back, my spine, my ribs. When the inflammation gets bad, I'll get tremors, shake, because they thought it was MS for a while because I was stuttering, I was tremoring, and it's like having COVID all of the time.
Yeah.
You know, like the worst of it. And, three times a year, about in May, it flares up. I'm just kind of coming out of a flare. So it's like May, August, November. I can put it on a calendar, and I know it's going to flare. But I started in March. I was in the hospital with some swelling on the brain, and they started me on Humira. So it's injections I take biweekly. And then last 2 weeks, I've been kind of in a little flare, so they started me on another medication. And they seem to be doing
the trick. You're here,
doing the trick.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
Sounded even better.
Yep.
When the pain is bad, I mean, how do you deal with the pain itself?
So originally, I had been using cannabis since probably 2005.
Yeah.
A family member, I won't out him, he's an old hippie. I was really sick one time, and I was like, I just couldn't handle it. And he's like, you ever try this, man? And so we went around the corner, and I was like, hey, this works. And I'd been using that. I started my own hemp company in 2019 called Hawkweed Hemp, where we grow hemp. We make hemp products and things like that.
Good for you.
And I started having a bad reaction. So part of this disease is things work for a long time, and then they don't. Mm-hmm. So I started about November of last year, started having a bad reaction to the THC, which kind of sucks. You know. But I started having a bad reaction to that, and I started just doing 50 milligrams of just CBD broad spectrum, and that has been helping. I've never taken a painkiller for this. The one time they gave me a bottle of pills, like 90 oxycodones, and I took one of them, and I was like, no, this is not the life I want to live.
And that's the scary part, you know? I mean, when doctors give you this, here, take these pills.
Yep. And then wonder why you're addicted after it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you're able to be here with us tonight.
Me too.
Should we get back to the live music?
Yeah, let's get back to live music in the lair with Brian Bethke, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Just Like Cobain.
Yeah.
Is this a song about left-handed guitar players?
I wish.
No. No.
It is. You know, it's about, so I was a kid who Nirvana was my thing that when I was 11 years old, Smells Like Teen Spirit. That is the reason I wanted a guitar to play that riff. And so this song was about all of us. I was in a band, you know, back then, and all of us who were like the party kids who were like, we'll try anything once. I was in that group, you know, and I stole some of the lyrics from Smells Like Teen Spirit for this, you know, obviously. So they can sue me. I'd love to talk to them. Call me up. Tell me. Chris Novoselic just sent me his autograph, so I don't think he's too mad about it.
Oh, I saw that. You posted about it. That is awesome.
Yeah, so I don't think he's too mad about it. Mm-mm. But yeah, it's about a song about, you know, we were the ones who, you know, who lived that life. But now where's it got us? Because like in my area, there's a lot of kids dying of fentanyl, around our area. I mean, I know people I grew up with who we lived that life. I've lost some of those friends due to fentanyl, you know, in the small town that I'm from. And, you know, that's kind of what it's about. You know, it's just like, okay, we were here. Now what do we do? So.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah. It's Brian Bethke live in the lair, 844-967-2789. If you want to call and ask a question. Brian Bethke, live in the lair.
I lost my patience here today. I can't believe it's gone this way. There's nothing new, it's all the same. It's okay, can you find someone to blame? With lights out, it's just dangerous. Here we are, easily entertained, just like Kurt Cobain. And we were stupid and contagious. Now our kids are not alright. The innocent's paralyzed. Call me this. Now there's nothing left to give. It's way too easy to get those pills. It's not okay trying not to feel. With the lights out, it's just dangerous. Here we are, easily entertained, just like Kurt Cobain. We were stupid and contagious. Now kids are not alright. The innocent's paralyzed. Oh. What can we do with all this pain? Poison's running through our veins. Where do we go from here when they lie to us? What can we do to save ourselves? Our kids buried 6 feet down. Where do we go from here when no one cries for us? With the lights out, it's just dangerous. Here we are, easily entertained, just like Kurt Cobain. We were stupid and contagious. Now our kids are not alright. Innocence paralyzed. I lost my patience here today.
Wow.
Brian Bethke live in the lair. Just like Cobain. That's probably the saddest song I heard this evening.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's going to get better, I promise.
It makes a lot of sense, though.
It does. And, you know, if you hit it on the head. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's too many people, yeah.
Digging deep on it, yeah. Okay, so this is fascinating. You are a regular on Eau Claire's WAXX 104.5, and that's their morning show. And a member of the Garber Bandshell Committee.
Yep.
That's cool. And you book bands for Music in the Park, Osseo's Summertime Concert Series. So tell us all about you being a community builder.
Yeah, so I've got friends that work on WAX, Midwest Family Broadcasting. Those guys have been great to me over the years. Every time they got an event, they hire me to play. And I write a lot of jingles for them. So the morning show guys, Alex, been a friend of mine for years. He'll just send me a message. Hey, I need this song about, you know, people from Florida or something like that. And I just whip it up quick and send it to him.
Awesome.
So I've done a lot of that work. The Garber Bandshell is a community thing that we did. We started probably 10, 12 years ago. We started doing a Music in the Park thing in Osseo because I'm a musician. There's never anything like that going on. So we would bring local bands, touring bands through and get them to play in the park. And as the years went by, we're like, it would be really, my old drummer from a band years ago, he does sound. He's like, it'd be really cool to have a band shell here. And so he talked to one of the local doctors, Dr. Garber. He's passed away now. But he agreed this during his battle with cancer. He's like, yeah, I'll give you the guys the first $15,000 if you guys can make this happen. And so a committee formed. I was just a small part of that. A committee formed, and they went around and they raised, through COVID, too. So this is right after the lockdowns. We started it before. They raised the money, the $48,000, to build this beautiful bandshell.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. And if you go to GarberBandshell.com or Garber Bandshell on Facebook, you can see it, and it's pretty great.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Congratulations.
What's your town, Osseo, like? I know it's a pretty small town, just south of Eau Claire, right? In the Driftless area.
Yeah, well, north of Driftless.
North of Driftless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like you would think. It's a small town in Osseo.
What's the name of the bar on Main Street?
Burley and Bucks. And we're known for our pie, though, the Norske Nook.
Really? Of course.
Yep. There's a famous pie place there. It's a good town to grow up in because everyone knows everyone, but that's the bad reason to grow up there too.
Right.
I was kind of the wild child that everyone probably voted less likely to succeed. So,
but here you are.
But
again.
Here you are.
Yep.
Yeah, now, I love it.
Super exciting! I have a piece of vinyl, your brand new album here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll Be Okay. Mm-hmm. It's been remastered for vinyl plus 3 bonus tracks. Congratulations!
Yeah. Thank you.
Yay.
I'm so happy you brought it in. Thank you so much for the vinyl. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this album and why you decided to remaster it.
Yeah. Okay. So originally, as I was fighting this ankylosing spondylitis thing, it got really bad. Early 2021, that's when they're really like, something bad is going on here. And I've always had this weird vocal problem. I thought, I sing all the time, that's the vocal problem. Well, there's type of arthritis in my vocal cords.
Oh, jeez.
So at the time when I recorded this album, I wasn't barely able to play guitar. I could only get up off my back for about an hour or two at a time because the pain was so bad at that time. So I went in and I, like the I'll Be Okay song, I just started a loop with those three chords. And then I built the song off that loop. And I was supposed to, I was supposed to not be singing for 3 months. No singing, no talking. I recorded this album during that time. So I just whispered every line, like just really softly, really close to the mic. And then I just doubled it. And I released the first four songs with a record label called Broken Wrist Records that I helped found with Andy Hughes and Stacey Hansen, great friends of mine. And I just mastered it myself. I just to have something out there while I wasn't playing. And then I got commissioned for a couple songs, wrote a couple more songs. I'm like, this would make a great album. So then I was like, I need to get it professionally mastered. So I sent it off to Chris Hanzik. He had, you probably know him from Reciprocal Records back in the day. They did like Soundgarden, Nirvana's first album, Bleach was done at their studio. And I met him through a mutual friend years ago, and he's mastered a bunch of albums for me. So I'm like, I got to have Chris remaster this. And nice. He made it sound like an actual album now. I mean, he brought it to a level of nowhere near I could.
And you have a pretty large catalog. Is this the only one you have on vinyl right now?
I also did Ghost Songs, which was my first official studio album. So I went in to a friend, Pine Hollow in Eau Claire, Evan Middlesworth. And he recorded that album for us. And yeah, there's copies. I think my record label has some copies. I think she's got like 30 copies somewhere that I need to get from her. So if I find one, I'll send you one.
Woohoo!
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah. Or it's an excuse to get me back here.
Oh, there we go.
There's a guy thinking. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Brian Bethke. Brian, we actually just heard you tell us about this song. Yeah. So why don't you play the next song that you have for us? It's the title track off your album, I'll Be Okay. This is I'll Be Okay with Brian Bethke.
I heard it all before. Won't fall for this no more. See it in your eyes. Will we ever get this right? It brings me to my knees. In this godforsaken place, wonder what could be. If I just make my escape, I'll be okay. Better off that way. Yeah. I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Was a night like no other. I could feel you in my veins. Worn out with a hunger. God knows I will break these chains.
the Lair.
Thank you.
I'll be okay. That song, by the way, enjoyed quite a bit of time in the Maxing Top 10 in the month of April.
I know. That was awesome.
You got a lot of fan support for that, so congratulations. Hey, we're going to take a break real quick, pay some bills. When we come back, more live music in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. MoveToMadison.com.
Local Music Authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl.
Iron Plow. And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advanced tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Maxine on Civic Media, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at MoveToMadison.com. Maxine Radio, also sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge here in Madison. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Find them today on North Stoughton Road and online at LazyOafLounge.com. And Terry, coming up at 10 o'clock, I'm filling in for Rob Roberts for After Hours, doing a double duty tonight.
Nice. That'll be fun. We, right now, though, this is incredible. Okay, so Brian, I'm going to ask you about working in the studio as a producer, creating new music. Tell us about working with other artists and helping them kind of realize their own dreams.
Yeah, so through Broken Wrist Records, I've recorded a couple albums for the Lake Effects. They did a three-song EP. What was the other band? Nobody's Dope.
Oh,
yep. Great name.
Hip-hop group.
Oh, so fun.
And then at symbol N-D-Y. Friend of mine, Andy Hughes. So I've done some stuff with them. And then it's been mainly now just me creating... expanding my own catalog.
Good.
Like I said, with the ankylosing spondylitis, I'm just trying to live every day like it's my last.
Let me ask you, you know, in the days that you're having a down day or maybe a lot of pain, is that when you do your writing or a lot of your writing?
Sometimes. You know, sometimes what will happen is like I put down my phone and that's like the next song I'll play. That's exactly how it happened. I put down my phone, I hit record, and I'll sing whatever comes off the top of my head. And then what I'll do is I'll have to lay down. So I'll lay on my back with my phone and I'll type out lyric ideas. And then once I get a little rest, I'll get up. And that is pain is a great inspiration.
And it has to be some sort of, it has to be good therapy, I would imagine, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it personally kept me from going insane. You know?
Oh, I bet. Yeah, they always talk about journaling, and you're journaling your music, so that's amazing. You know, you also live near a college town, and, you know, a lot of college towns can have some pretty cool, unique music scenes. And what have you found at UW-Eau Claire? Is there a good scene?
Yeah, there's been a good scene. I got my start up there hosting open mic at the Stone's Throw, which was a big music venue for a while. And then now the place is kind of the plus. You know, everything kind of died over COVID, and it's taken some time to get some legs, but it's getting legs back underneath it. And the nice thing about it, you've got the mousetrap there too, is they embrace original music.
Oh yeah.
So it's not like
we want you to come in here and play some Kenny Rogers.
It's you know, they want to hear original stuff. You can still play Kenny Rogers.
That's a great accent, man.
And Eau Claire has a good scene up there.
Yeah.
You know, so does La Crosse. You know,
oh yeah.
That strip there, Chippewa Valley. Yep. There are some good original bands through there.
Yeah, and that's the Broken Wrist Records. Those guys are from La Crosse. Yeah. I originally played a band called Merryweathers with one of the other founders, Stacy Hansen. And yeah, it kind of spanned the La Crosse, Eau Claire area. Yeah. You know, we just started reaching out probably back in 2010 to other musicians and made some good friends.
That's awesome.
And now I got you guys.
So. Oh yeah.
What covers do you do in your sets that you're fond of? One or two? Nirvana?
Of course, I do some Nirvana. Yeah. I do. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, that's really perfect. There,
you can actually go to iTunes. I have that, an acoustic, folky version of that on iTunes.
See, I like you're doing it your own way, too. That's important.
Yeah, and I did find out it was written by a man. I did not know that until I had to get rights for it. Richard Hazard wrote that song.
Kidding.
With the idea of it was... From his perspective, he was going out at night, and his dad's asking, it's because girls just want to have fun, Dad.
Boy, he hit the jackpot on that.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay, getting back to the live music rocker.
Here we go. Yeah. Live Music in the Lair with Brian Bethke, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Feel It. Is this a song about bass guitar or braille?
It should be both. It's about both. You'll feel it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is like I said, one of those cell phone recordings where I just came up with that little two-chord riff. And I envisioned in my head, it's about karma and how it plays out in our life. And I envisioned in my head like an old 1940s prostitute, you know, and in her escapades, it was kind of what I was thinking in my head. And how if you could personify karma, that's what I personify it as.
Wow. So.
All right, it's Brian Bethke live in the Lair. Don't forget, if you want to call or text, we would love to field your questions. 844-967-2789. Call or text us right from the Civic Media app. It's Brian Bethke live in the Lair.
Comes from heaven, but you got the devil hooks on the old man, see the dirty looks, hanging with the boys and never ever has a penny to pay. She has a me too moment every night of the week, waking up wasted on the side of the street, waiting for a moment to make you a part of her plan. Can you feel that? Break it down, I can feel it coming round. Comes on its way, she's mad as hell. Can you feel it breaking down? It'd be a terrible place. When it's cold outside, you tend to lose your grace. Never, ever, ever would I throw away all that I have. You believe those stories that you made in your head, burn me down just because you're sad. I don't ever, ever want to be in this state again. Can you feel it? I can feel it coming round. Comes on its way, she's mad as hell. Can you feel it breaking down? I can feel it
on Civic Media.
So good, you guys.
It's so good. Hey, before we go any further, next week live in the lair, I'm both happy and sad. I'm sad because I'm off going camping.
Ah, that's right.
I'm sad because I'm off going camping and Marta Hansen is going to be live in the lair next week.
She is, Jimmy.
She's fabulous.
She bringing the grand piano.
You know she'll roll that right in here if she can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It'll fit. It'll fit right through that door.
You got it. All right. So, Brian, you have some live shows coming up.
Yes.
Happy to hear this. Yep. Now, you've got one Saturday, June 8th. You are performing at the VFW on Star Avenue in Eau Claire. That's a 3 to 6 o'clock show. People love those
afternoon
shows.
People, I think they're even going to put me outside. So.
Oh, I hope so.
Like the dog I am.
No. It's that time. Yeah. And then Friday, June 28th, you are at Together Farms at 5:30. That's Mondovi, Wisconsin. Yep. Now, Mondovi, I know I've heard of it, but where is it?
It's a little, it's another little Wisconsin town.
I love it though.
It's east of me, probably like 30 miles. And what it is, it's so these people, they have a venue at their farm.
Oh, that's the
best. And they have a food truck where it's animals and food that they raise on their farm. So it's all local grown.
Wow.
They've got a big area that they have music out there every Saturday and Sunday. Hmm. And I play out there a couple times a year. It's people come from the Twin Cities out because it's just a beautiful atmosphere.
I love it when people have cool properties and they open it up for live music and have people come out, you know?
Yep.
This sounds amazing. Then July 3rd, Munson Bridge Winery. You start at 6 again, kind of an earlier show, which is great, 6 to 9.
Yep, I'm getting old.
No. Honestly, we are finding that people love these kinds of show times, and that's in Winthy, Wisconsin.
Yep.
There's a town I have not heard of.
Yeah, it's up kind of near Thorpe, Cadott area.
Sure.
Yeah. Another place in the middle of nowhere. It's a beautiful winery, though, and they got a little pond there and everything.
What's the name of that bar on Main Street?
I'm not sure. I don't even think I've been in the town. I've only been there. So
you'll have to get back to us.
Yep. It's not my area.
So how do we keep up with you? I've found that you are doing awesome on Instagram. So everybody find him on Instagram. Yep. But to keep up with your live shows and your song releases, what's the best way?
Yeah, so I got BrianBethkeMusic.com.
Excellent.
Then there's Brian Bethke Music on Facebook. I do a lot. And then Brian Bethke Music on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I have a Twitter. I never use it. Or X now, whatever. Mm-hmm. So if they go, they can find me. Just click Google Brian Bethke Music. I kind of try to put some things here, some things there. So it's something for everyone.
That's awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Brian Bethke, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Ghost Song. I hope this isn't a song about an Arnest conjuring up ghosts to a radio station where the DJs are abducted and whisked away to the afterworld.
Oh, I do.
It is.
It's definitely. No!
It's actually about another condition I have called parasomnia, which is where I think it has to be related to this disease, where I'll go into these dream states where they seem real, but I'll be up walking around the house.
Oh, no.
And I had one where it was an alien abduction scenario where we discovered the next morning, because I woke up on the couch freezing cold and wet, that I had been out in 30 below weather in my underwear walking around.
Whoa.
Well, that's a story you want to tell your grandkids.
Yeah. Wow. So I wrote a song, loosely based on that.
Wow. So. Okay, I can't wait to hear this.
Let's check it out. It's Brian Bethke live in the lair. He has his pants on right now.
Yes, he does.
While he performs Ghost Song.
Once rode a train up the station, flew up to the moon. And I couldn't find my spaceship, I bought a balloon. And I flew past the gases, deep into the night. And I lay there paralyzed, till the morning light. In our light. I keep lying here in bed, in the night, they were calling in my head. And there's a ghost here by my side. once rode a marathon on the backside of a mule. And I realized I was naked, felt like such a fool. Searching for paradise in the backside of my brain. There I found a place to take you when your life is drained. And I lie, and I lie. I keep lying here in bed. In the night, in the night. They were calling me instead. And I try, and I cry. For a moment I was dead. In the night, in the night. They were calling in my head. There's a ghost here by my side. Forget about the girls and the dreams of your past. Cause this old life you live in, it will never last. Buried by everyone who sticks to you like glue. I really hope that someday you will find the truth. Cause I lied, and I lie. I keep lying here in bed. In the night, in the night. They were calling me instead. And I try, and I cry. For the moment I was dead. In the night, in the night. They were calling in my head. There's a ghost here by my side.
Brian Bethke live in the lair, ghost song. So if just like Corbain was the saddest song tonight, ghost song has to be one of the most embarrassing songs for the night.
It is, it is.
Wow, it tells quite a story, doesn't it? Oh, speaking of a story, I want to go back to this. Early in your career, you won a songwriting contest for the movie The Last Rites of Ransom Pride.
Yes.
Starring Dwight Yoakam and Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, okay. So I submitted this song that I wrote when I was like 17. I just did a re-recording of it. This country song is kind of like just a weird little riff on it, kind of country riff.
Oh, that already sounded perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was, apparently. And I got like over 150,000 votes, ended up getting in the movie. I got a $2,000 check. I'm
Woo!
Like, this is my thing. I'm going to make it. I'm on to stardom.
Yeah.
The movie kind of had bad reviews in their first round of all the festivals they took it to, but it got picked up by a new company who totally re-edited it, took out all the music.
Oh no!
And I lost it. So,
well, that's unfortunate.
Great story.
But I got
once
to keep. I kept the check, and I got to talk to not Dwight Yoakam, but
Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy. I'm drawing a blank. One of those guys. Ray Wiley Hubbard. There we go.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He lets me play his music on my station. So.
Oh, I love him. I first saw him on Letterman.
Oh,
so, yeah, I'm a big fan of his. Yeah. Okay, so what's coming up for you now? What is the future holding?
I'm taking it one day at a time right now. I'm just, any day I can do this, when I can do stuff like this, it's a blessing. And it just makes life worth living, just... Take it like today could be my last, tomorrow could be my last. I don't think it's going to be, but let's live that way.
Wow. Well,
very Carlos Castaneda.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Brian, you have an amazing story. Love your music. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you making the journey down here from Osseo, Wisconsin. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. If fans wanted to connect with you, how do we do that?
Facebook's the best place. Brian Bethke Music. You can even search Brian Bethke. I'll add you as a friend also. That's a good place. Instagram, all that. There's also my media company, hwhrmedia.com. They can go there. I've got a documentary I'm working on about my first band in high school, old cool. VHS tapes and stuff like that. So
that's awesome. Okay, we have a last song. Rocker, you ready for it?
The one you have for us tonight, it's called I Hate Me, and it was just released the other day. I don't even want to guess what this song's about. Tell us about it before you play.
Yeah. The easiest way is no one can hurt your feelings because you say the worst things to yourself. So it's called I Hate Me Too, and that's what it's about. It's like no matter what you do, what you say, you can't hurt me.
All right. Well, let's get it in. Live in the Lair with Brian Bethke on Civic Media.
Wow.
Every morning I wake up and get out of bed. Pour me some coffee, get right in my head. Try not to get down cause all of this. Doing my best cause I know I can't quit. And I would hate me too. And I would hate me too. There's been some long days and there's been some hard nights. All these four friends in my life have passed by. Smile to my face, in my back they throw knives. Sorry I hurt you by living my life. And I would hate me too. And I would hate me too. And I do. Think about words I said all the time in your head. With all these drugs in your face, I'm not the reason you can't keep this pace. I'm not the reason you fade. You know I forgive you, but why can't you see? I won't pick up the phone when you try and reach me. Don't wanna hear it and don't wanna go back to this hole where I gave you my soul. And I would hate me too. I would hate me too. And I do. I would hate me too. I would hate me too. But I love you.
Wow. Brian Bethke live in the Lair. Wow. Once again, Brian, we really appreciate you. Thank you for coming in.
That was fabulous.
Music available at brianbethkemusic.com, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Music, all over the place.
Yep, his Instagram everywhere. Is fabulous, by the way.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
And you got the radio show, too. When are you on there?
Usually mornings between 9 and 11, hwhrmedia.com.
Awesome. Nice.
Where do you play? You got hot bands. Do you do local stuff?
Yeah, it's all local, like local regional stuff.
Who's your favorite local artist right now?
Oh, that Brian Bethke guy.
Good for you. I love it.
Brian Bethke live in the Lair. Get the podcast on Monday at MaxIncRadio.com. Max Inc. After Hours is coming up next. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.